You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Very good morning to you. Mike McNamara for a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio. On your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network. So hope you're having a good morning so far, wherever you are. You know, it's interesting in watching the president's trials and tribulations. When you bring, when you bring bad people in, guess what you get? You get bad things. Yep. So I'm not a HR expert. I just play one on the radio. And, the people that will cause the president the most angst will be who? A reality TV star. What? Exactly. A reality TV star is going to cause him incredible ass pain. Yeah. Why? Because she's a reality TV star. That's why. It's the way they do it. The rules? No, you don't understand. There are no rules. There's only one rule. Be loyal to yourself. That's the only rule. And can you imagine a guy like Kelly when that Omarosa chick walks into a meeting? Who is that? Right? Let alone, I mean, can you imagine? What do you think she ever contributed in terms of public policy and advancing public policy? Nothing. Right? And you're sitting in a meeting, and either something she says or her constant silence, you know, begs the question, why is she here? What is that about? And then you hear rumblings, right? From her staff and people that are interacting with her, and they're going, yeah, this is not a good thing. And you spent your life around people in service, and people like that stand out like a sore thumb. The attorney, he's just straight up greasy, man. And I guess, you know, again, they have historically had a function in the roles of very, very prominent people, right? You, when you look throughout history, you'll see guys like John Rockefeller had them, right? They were people that took care of other issues. And so, but I guess normally one would think that you could, you could get that done without all the greasiness. It astounds me a little bit when I see it. It astounds me a little bit. And I have to say that you're seeing, here's a guy, Donald Trump, and it's that loose? Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. And so, again, these people... I don't know. My own sense is you get what you get, right? You get what you get. And so you watch it and you're like, oh man, this is not going to turn out well. And who is this dude anyway? Right? Who is this guy? He is he's a fixer. Yeah, he's a fixer. And he's fixing things all right. So anyway, good morning to you. Hope you're having a good morning wherever you are. And Thursday's being good to you so far. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to do a feature called, what did I call it? I made up a name for it a few minutes ago. I can't remember what I called it, though. Hold on. Yeah, I don't have a name for it. So in the next hour, I've been doing reading, okay? So in the next hour, what I'm going to do is there's about five subjects that I'm going to cover. Each in a little bit, okay? One is the Medal of Honor of Sergeant Chapman that was awarded at the White House yesterday. It's not a pretty story, and the lack of prettiness involves the United States Navy SEALs. I've talked about this a couple times, but just want to go over the elements one more time. And honestly, you saw very little written about it yesterday, which is a tribute to the handling by the Department of Defense. And the Secretary of Defense in particular, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in that this was a, how would I say it? I don't want to say it was an open war within the Pentagon, and specifically within the Special Operations community. But if I were to tell you the sentiment of the special operators that I talked to, the SEALs are the redheaded stepchild. And I made light of it recently when I said, why has there been no information that has come out from the fight that American Special Operation Forces and Marines, right, a reinforced platoon of Marines in western Syria had that killed somewhere between 200 and 500 Russian. Why is there no information come out? Because the SEALs weren't involved. And, I mean, that's part joke, but it's part not. Okay? And the SEALs are a sick community, and they have been for a while. Anyway, the story of the Medal of Honor is there's an event on at a place called Roberts Ridge in 2002. SEALs go booming in there. Their helicopter gets shot up, and they go booming off. Chapman goes up the hill along with Britt Slavinsky. Chapman is shot. Slavinsky thinks he's dead. Slavinsky takes the remnants of his team, and they go down the hill. Slavinsky, a month ago, was awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions that day. There's drone footage later on that the Air Force takes a look at. Now, mind you, the Air Force no member of the United States Air Force has received the Congressional Medal of Honor in our most recent fights. And a little bit, I would imagine as a service, a little bit of a sticking point, right? So, but bottom line is most of the work they're doing is very, very high in the sky. And so they're not put into those situations very much anymore. Possibly their parajumpers might be, their pararescue guys conceivably could be. But normally there's a QRF that goes with those guys that supports them. So it's not them alone and unafraid. So Sergeant Chapman would be and was yesterday the first Air Force, first member of the United States Air Force to receive the Medal of Honor. So, but what happens is as the Air Force, and again, you need eyewitness accounts for the Medal of Honor. So there are none, but they have drone footage. Yeah, that is evidently classified. I haven't seen it. So anyway, there's drone footage of somebody fighting on this hill after the SEALs leave. Well, the SEALs stick to their story, right? Their story is Chapman's dead. Slavinsky saw him laying on the ground, and he saw no motion coming from his chest. Therefore, according to Slavinsky, they leave, Chapman's dead. Okay, if the Air Force is right, what it means is the SEALs left one guy behind. And the SEALs weren't having that. So they actively fought this Medal of Honor. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But again, the story yesterday from the White House was that that most of that was patched up. You saw only a couple stories about the broader issue. And at some point, I believe last year, the Secretary of Defense told everybody to shut up. This was the way forward, and there wouldn't be another word said about it. And for the most part, that's what's happened. That the Navy was to shut up. That the issue was out of their hands. The special operations community was to shut up. Yeah, how about that? Those guys, hey, shut up. This is the way this is going to work. And I won't say ironically, but yesterday in the room, the leader of that team, Britt Slavinsky, who had received his Medal of Honor the earlier in the month, or about a month ago, he was there. He was present as the wife of Sergeant Chapman received his Congressional Medal of Honor. So, anyway, we'll talk about that in the second hour. The other thing, Secretary of Defense has issued a letter about discipline in the armed forces. Yeah, about discipline. So, we're going to talk about that. I read an article. I'm trying to get her to come on. But, one of the things that really, to me, is a head-scratcher is the whole water thing at Camp Lejeune. How the hell did that happen? Right? how did that thing go on for so long? So I want to read you a couple things, and with an eye towards this. You would have thought that after that happened, that there would have been guidance sent out to every major installation around the world saying, test your water immediately, test it specifically for these things, because we know our bases, if they've been there for any length of time, are candidates to be on the, what's that, I can't even remember the name of that list, right? To be on that list of contaminated places in the country. Okay? Evidently, that wasn't done. So, what about our bases outside of CONUS, OCONUS as it's known, where, you know, the same EPA regulations don't apply? What are they like? And where is the water coming from? So, I want to talk about that a little bit as well. So, and then the other thing I want to talk about is campaign finance. So I spend a fair amount of time on the program talking about the fact that there is no hope. What saves the democracy from the shit show that we see on a regular basis? What gives us some other system than a system that gave us Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? What saves us from that, right? Is it the advent of a third party? Is it campaign finance reform? What is it? Or is it simply we have to wait for the meltdown? We have to wait for some other cataclysmic event that launches the country in a new direction? What is it once you decide that it broke, all right? So I just want to – somebody sent me an email, I think yesterday afternoon, and said, hey, Mac, I'm not that savvy about campaign finance. Could you dust that off for me? And, yeah, I'd be happy to. So that's what we're doing today. You're going to hear about a case called Citizens United from 2010, and then a more recent case in which – there was campaign finance laws enacted, you know, since Watergate. And then also, I want to say in 2002, if you all remember the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reforms that were passed by Congress, some of the provisions of that have been struck down as unconstitutional under the First Amendment. Okay, so with all this cash coming into elections, who owns the election? Well, at the end of the day, the voter still goes to the poll, so the voter still owns it. They can spend their money, which is their right as free Americans, with no limits. Is that the best? Is that in the best interest of the nation? So anyway, I talk about that. Somebody sent me an email, so we'll talk about that. So first things first, good morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio, and the Marine Corps Band makes it official this morning. Thank you very much. Good morning to you. We'll be right back. It's dedicated to Sergeant Chapman, who received the Medal of Honor yesterday, and his family. His wife received the honor posthumously, obviously, and his two daughters were present there, too. For all that they've been through, remember, this has been going on for years. And they live with his loss. So it's dedicated to them. And the front row also were two Marines, Barney Barnum and Woody Williams, front row at the White House. So very cool stuff.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, your PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
/7:26 here as we check the weather in Marineland. Sunny at 71 in Quantico. Sunny and 77 at Camp Lejeune. Neither one has a weather warning, so we like that. The Granbury, Texas, partly sunny, 82. Montana's warmed up a little bit. Mostly cloudy and 62. 29 Palms, sun and 80. Camp Pendleton, sun and 69. Below 70 at Camp Pendleton this time of day. We like that. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 84 degrees with a couple weather warnings. in Afghanistan. It's cooled off a bunch. 94 degrees early in the evening in the Valley of the Poppy. Currently 70 degrees under partly cloudy skies in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area. Looking for a high of 80 degrees, 79 tomorrow, and 78 on Saturday. Love that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about what are we going to talk about? Oh no, we'll check the news. There's a bunch of it, and there's some interesting stuff in the news today. So you'll enjoy that. Don't touch that dial. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next on a Thursday.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 15 years.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good. But I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good. But I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warriors Radio Network.
I wanna walk you through a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and hope in me. Of this heartbreak, I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears
It's called Hurt. If you missed the interview with Peyton Davis, you should listen to it. Look it up. PeyTonDavis. Why do I say that? Peyton's never served on active duty. She was in JROTC, though. Peyton's an example of the people that veterans can help. Hand on your shoulder, you can do it. Right? So, there's a whole bunch of people that are waiting for us to get our shit together that we can help. Yeah. So you need to get your shit together. And it doesn't take a lot. It just takes what we know to be true. Right? You're not getting over it. You got to talk about it. If you're drinking and dealing with it, it ain't going to work. And anytime you need somebody, you can give me a call. Here you go. Yeah, so this song's to me a daily reminder of that. Right? You know? The inward focus, be it operationally or personally, tends not to work. Right? The more you give, the more you get. And there's a whole nation of people that have been jacked up by trauma. Okay? We chose ours. We chose our path. So get your shit together and help us export best practices to people that got yanked into the world of trauma by no choice of their own. So this daily reminder for me is to make that public service announcement. And it's probably one of the cooler things that has happened, the epiphany that, wait a minute, we don't need to like worry about ourselves and like, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Come on, man. Our destiny is to be exporters. Right? To other people that hurt. Whoa, did I just say hurt? That's the end of the song. Yeah, that's a media thing. I learned that. Actually, I didn't. I just said it, then I realized it. So anyway, there you have it. Peyton Davis here on All Marine Radio. All right, we'll check some news headlines. Former Marine Infantry Commander takes the helm of U.S. Central Command. So, yeah, we're in charge of Central Command. Stand by, everybody. Yeah, Lieutenant General McKenzie. You've seen him at the Pentagon. He's the one that recently made the comment about, when asked about, you know, are we afraid of what the Chinese have done in the South China Sea? He said, no. He said, look, you know, more than anybody else on the planet, we have experience in the Western Pacific taking islands back. What? What? Let me see if I can find that little nugget, too. Poof. Yeah, he could have just dropped the mic. Do you spell his name? Let's pray that he's Irish. McKenzie taking islands back. Let me see if I can find the audio. Actually, it'll be... here it is. Wait, here's the article. I'm looking for the video because it's classic. Because he bombs out of nowhere. What did he just say? That was awesome. It's just an article. Yeah, and then people tried to please it up. This is the story. China's militarization of man-made islands of the South China Sea will not scare the United States, which is promising to continue carrying out so-called freedom of navigation exercises despite the rising threat. What do you mean so-called? Yeah, so-called freedom of navigation acts. What else are there when you drive by someplace? Quote, this is Lieutenant General McKenzie. Quote, I would just say that the United States military has a lot of experience in the Western Pacific taking down small islands. We have a lot of experience in the Second World War taking down small islands that are isolated. So that's a core competency of the U.S. military, McKenzie said. Though he added, shouldn't read anything more into that than it's a simple statement of historical fact. So the fact that you would say that in this discussion, I shouldn't read anything more into that. No, of course not. I'm just saying what's obvious. Okay, got it. I need to find the audio, though. Memo, U.S. to China. He said in the middle of a press briefing with, what's her name at his side? She's in trouble now. She evidently is a rough boss, and you know how, we know what happens. The snitches get out, and then she's gonna get in trouble. So, alright, so, I'll find that audio at some point. Headline, Extraordinary Sacrifice, Air Force Technical Sergeant John Chapman posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. So that happened yesterday at the White House. I will tell you what, for whatever reason, I can't watch that stuff without getting emotional. It hadn't even started yet. I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm already there with my menstrual cycle and all that. What's going on? You read the stories, and they're just amazing. And so Air Force Technical Sergeant John Chapman, his wife and daughters, yesterday at the White House. And, Barney Barnum, right in the middle of it. So he and Woody Williams, I want to say five other Medal of Honor recipients attended. And so from what Barney told me, you know, you're always invited. And because he lives in Northern Virginia, and it doesn't happen very often, he makes it a point to get there. And same thing with funerals. And their little club has another family inducted into it. So he was sitting there, and then to his right, to Barney's right, as you're looking at the president, to the president's left, to the right of the picture, you would see Barney Barnum, and you would see Woody Williams. Woody Williams, a legend in the Marine Corps for actions on Iwo Jima with a flamethrower. Interesting story. We're changing over commanders. You can see, the CENTCOM thing is going to happen here in the next year. But General Nicholson departing Afghanistan. And the headline of the story reads, Trump strategy is working, departing general in Afghanistan says. And I read an article yesterday about, what is it we're trying to achieve in Afghanistan? And so if we're trying, if it's become at its cold, hard base, as Americans look at it, look, in the capacity in which we now support Iran, Afghanistan, which is with aviation assets, okay, we have advisors there, but they're not being involved in ground combat operations. We had soldiers involved in kind of a QRF mission to Ghazni after the heavy fighting had ended. They moved up there to support the Afghan army. So, and that's probably the closest American combatants have come to the battlefield, other than our special operators. So if that's the extent of our involvement, and we deny Afghanistan to the Taliban, we deny it to Russian operators, to Iranian operators, and to Pakistani intelligence forces. Is that a win or a loss? You know, the paper argued that was a win. So it's interesting. You know, what at the end of the day, relative to American foreign policy, are we doing? Anyway, so I get it depends certainly how you frame it. The Trump strategy is working, departing general in Afghanistan says. Despite renewed violence and a few measurable gains in territorial security, the South Asia strategy is working and has finally given coalition and Afghan forces the support they need to get to a negotiated peace with the Taliban, the departing top U.S. general in charge of Afghanistan operations said on Wednesday. Army General John Nicholson, commander of NATO's Resolute Support Mission and U.S. Forces Afghanistan, held his final press conference on Wednesday on the state of operations in Afghanistan before his replacement, Army Lieutenant General Scott Miller, takes over through a change of command ceremony that will be held next week. Quote, "We have an unprecedented opportunity for peace now," Nicholson said. Seth Jones, a former plans officer and advisor to Nicholson, U.S. Special Operations Forces Afghanistan, who now focuses on the country's security at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, so got off active duty, now think tank, and it acknowledged that the Taliban have been prevented from holding major urban areas in the last year. However, he challenged the idea that the South Asia strategy would deliver a negotiated peace. Quote, "When you look at how most successful negotiations have ended, the opponent is often in pretty bad shape," Jones said. "At this point, I don't see the Taliban viewing itself as losing, or even potentially views the situation as a stalemate right now. I think they believe they are winning. This means they are a lot less desperate for a settlement now than the Afghan government is or the U.S. is." That's a valid point. So I don't think that, I don't think all this talk about truces and things like that, you don't do that from a position of weakness or from a position of equality. Maybe if you get an overture that the other side is interested from their position of equality. When you negotiate, that treaty is after you thump them. And again, this first year, I mean, if you look back, what, 2014 was when we started with ISIS? So I think it's going to take a while to lay the wood to enough people in Afghanistan. And again, let them look, when they ball up and they try to take an urban area, it's ultimately a good thing. Why? Well, I mean, it's a bad thing, obviously, if you're in that city. But in the longer strategy, it's a good thing. You want to know why? Because you kill their fighters, and you don't kill them in onesies and twosies. You kill them in dozens, right? And they can't replace that quickly. So that's not a bad thing. And so they can think they flex their muscle. And then the other piece of it is, if the force isn't sanitized, what does that mean, Max? Sanitized. If you don't make them leave their laptops, if you don't make them leave their cell phones, guess what happens when you kill them? Yeah. You get all kinds of awesome information, and you begin to pull the string, and you begin to kill more and more and more. Prior to August of 2017, when the new strategy was enunciated, according to Nicholson, we were on a glide path to reduce our forces and eventually to close down the mission. At that time, the enemy had no incentive to negotiate because we were leaving. The enemy believed that we had lost our will to win, and all they needed to do was wait us out. What makes the South Asia strategy different is that it is conditions-based, Miller said. Previous strategies were also conditions-based. However, Miller said the knowledge that U.S. forces were leaving hurt that approach. Oh, my God. Look, I mean, honestly, when in 2011, when President Obama announced that we would be out by 2014, all our SIGINT guys did was intercept communications from Helmand, from the province we worked in, to Pakistan. The majority were to Pakistan, saying, look, you know, we know the Americans are leaving, you know, we're working with them, but when you come back, we're ready to do business, you know. And so, yeah, it was stupid. It was stupid. So I guess you have to define what you mean. You know, look, Afghanistan has been ruled by city-states forever. The ruling of the outlying areas, why hasn't that worked historically? Because conquering people in mountainous regions is very, very difficult. They're the hillbilly folks, right? Hell, we haven't even conquered them in the United States yet. So, yeah, those mountain people, yeah, they don't do the government thing very well. So anyway, so what did you have in Afghanistan? The city-states ruled themselves. The outlying areas, they didn't give a rip about until you infringed on what was going on in the cities. And then you had a function. And then after you fought, maybe you sat down. If somebody wasn't annihilated, maybe you sat down and you cut a deal, which would be the Afghan way. So anyway, General Nicholson departing says the strategy is working. Again, it's certainly no panacea, but Afghanistan was on the back burner relative to ISIS and what had happened in Iraq/Syria. The another big story, and if I can grab this piece of audio, I will. But Duncan Hunter, it's a bit of stunning. He's now out in public, and, you know, he is innocent till proven guilty, as is his wife. But it's pretty damning the audio that you hear. So I wanted to play a little clip I heard a bit ago, if I can find it. He actually says the words, "There's no crime in being poor." I heard that, and I went, "What did he just say?" And I'll see. I'm looking for it right now. It was jaw dropping. Like, what does a congressman make? And he's like, come on, did you really say that? And his defense is, I didn't really have a handle on my finances, that's on me, blah, blah, blah. So what, is his wife going to take this hit? Is he going to plead guilty and get put on probation? What happens? So I'm just, if I can find the audio for you, it's like, There's no crime in being poor. I think this is it. I'm not sure if this is him where he actually says it. All right. Here you have it. I think this is it. I'm not sure. This is a Fox News report.
Timing for Hunter and Republicans could not be worse. The party is trying to hold on to 23 House seats. This was a GOP lot. Now, arguably, it is up for grabs. After the U.S. attorney in San Diego indicted the five-term congressman and his wife on 60 counts of fraud for allegedly spending $250,000 in campaign money on ski trips and European vacations, dental bills, private school tuition, video games, golf, and tequila shots. Throughout the relevant period...
Tequila shots? Is that a legitimate campaign expense? It might be.
The indictment says the Hunters spent substantially more than they earned. They overdrew their bank account more than 1,100 times over 7 years, resulting in $37,000 in overdraft or insufficient fund bank fees. Federal agents raided the Hunters' home last year. At the time, Hunter said he trusted the justice system. Now, however, he claims the indictment is politically motivated by two assistant U.S. attorneys who attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser. Here's Hunter's father, who retired from Congress after 28 years.
It's politically motivated by hardcore Democrats who want to get Duncan Hunter out of Congress.
Now, that might be true, or part of it might be true, okay? But they didn't fabricate this story. So, okay, maybe that's true.
So using political donations for personal use is illegal. The Hunters did reimburse some campaign expenses, but the indictment alleges the couple lied to conceal the fraud. Speaker Ryan has stripped Hunter of his committee assignments yesterday.
The Department of Justice is supposed to be separate from the political process, yet any...
It's not the audio I want. The, I gotta see if I can find it. It's not.
There's something shady about Harley.
It's not good. It's not good. But it's like, you know how somebody makes it worse? Like, oh, don't make it worse. There's nothing wrong with being poor. Now, I don't actually know how much a congressman makes, but I'm going to find out here in a second. Congressman pay. The average Joe of Congress, and there's 529 of them, gets paid $174,000 per year. But not everyone is average. The Speaker of the House gets $223,500 a year. Blah, 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 blah. So, there you go. So, he makes $174,000 a year. Now, look, I don't know about you. Where I come from, we don't call that poor. And I live in California. Hello? But there's no crime. There's no crime in being poor. I heard that, and I laughed. I'm like, dude, I know you're out there spinning it, and people are telling you, hey, man, you got to get out there and fight. You know, you got to get out there and say this is politically motivated. Hey, don't dig the hole deeper, but you got to say that this is politically motivated. That you didn't manage the money. You didn't have enough oversight. Blah 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 blah. But it doesn't look good for him. Doesn't look good for him. It's just amazing though. And again, my point yesterday was, where did Duncan Hunter learn this? Is this what he learned at the foot of his father? Right? Just, you know, again, these things, they happen in the political culture. Okay? Where do people learn it? Where did Paul Manafort come from? Paul Manafort is a, and again, regardless of, I think Manafort screwed because, right, he was a guy who operated in and out of the shadows. Of the swamp, right? As was Michael Cohen, right? They made a pretty great living in the shadows of the swamp, being people that went back and forth to the light of the sunshine and into the darkness. Okay? And they were ragging. And so, do you think there was any doubt when Robert Mueller looked at Manafort that he could find something in his past? Whether it be money laundering or tax evasion or something, I bet when they went after him, there's no doubt in my mind. When we crawl up his ass with the white hot spotlight, that we'll find something, and we'll prosecute him for it. We'll threaten to put him away if he doesn't cooperate with us. And we want information about the president, you know. And then again, when they looked at Michael Cohen, do you think there was any doubt about the same thing? Dude, we're gonna roll this guy so hard, it's gonna be so funny. To hear him sing like a canary. Right, so my point is that these guys exist in the political realm. And all we do is we change the placard names on the doors, right? Michael Cohen will leave. Well, do you think somebody isn't going to do Michael Cohen's work? Of course. First of all, it's lucrative to do the bidding of rich people. And you're a lawyer? Geez, I can... Look, it's less work for me and it's better money. Hello? And I'd say the same thing about Duncan Hunter. Question is, where did you learn this, son? Did you just invent this? Did your wife come up with it? Or you've been around, you grew up. What did they say? That seat has been held by a hunter for 31 years? Something like that? So you got his dad out there now talking. So anyway, it's a sad story. Hopefully the 60 counts, there'll be good explanations for every one of them. And as a conservative Republican, as a former Marine, he'll go on and serve the country well. But It's a yucky story, to say the least. You know, I have a comment also to make about headline in Marine Corps Times. This color footage of hazing during a World War II line crossing ceremony does not disappoint. Well, you know, we used to, and listen to this, ritualistic pain, immensely questionable sanitation, and excessive humiliation has always been part of entering King Neptune's royal court. Yeah, it was called initiation rites. And I will tell you, they were fun. I was listening to a guy who does the broadcasting for the Yankees, a guy named Michael Kay, right? And talk about a nation of pussies, all right? You know, the Yankees, I can't remember, one of their rookies hit a home run. So they give him the silent treatment, okay? So he hits a home run, he comes back in the dugout, nobody shakes his hand. Everybody just sits there kind of watching the game, right? Now, it's a time-honored thing, and what happens is they do that for 15 or 20 or 30 seconds, and then somebody yells, yeah, and then they all, like, pound on the guy. And he went off on, why do they do that? That's, like, so stupid. It's like, dude, were you ever on a team in your life? Did you ever participate in anything that had to do with being, or have you always been a mamby-pamby, you know, dude your whole life? So were you the kid that got made fun of and you've been scarred forever? You never went back to the playground? You never played on a team? Well, guess what, man? When you play on a team, it isn't all... Like, let me just tell you. I watch Little League, and it makes me laugh. Because the coaches go to the mound, and they look around like, hey, is everybody having fun? Trust me, that's not the way they got there. But now that we're going on TV, now I gotta act correct. Right? So the road to achievement is not paved by your feelings. And do you want to quit? Do you want to time out now? That's the road to somewhere, but it's not to achievement. The road to achievement is paved by hard works, a little bit of the school of hard knocks and whatnot. And yeah, Michael Kay is talking to the Yankees like, I think it's so ridiculous. You know, they do that. You know, here this kid, he just had this great moment, and now they do this. It's part of it, dude. Go back to Rutgers or wherever the hell, Fordham, wherever the hell you went to school, and hang out with the goofballs down in the quad. But don't hang out with guys who are meat eaters, right? Don't hang out on teams. Don't do any of that. And I get the same sense of just Mac, are you defending hazing? A little bit. I am. Have you been hazed? A little bit. I was. Did you participate in hazing? A little bit. I did. Was it stupid? Was it sadistic? No. No. They were time-honored, venerated traditions that had been handed down. Right? Officers, staff, NCOs were standing there when they happened. Nobody got hurt. People were welcomed into a part of the Marine Corps that they hadn't been a part of before. That's how those things existed. But we don't do that shit anymore. Because it's so barbaric. Give me a break. Give me a break. You know, the world, right? The world of the hummingbird... And I don't even want to do the hummingbird voice because I'm pissed. Now, the more I talk about this, the more pissed I get. You know, at some point, we as a nation are going to pay. And maybe we already have. Maybe all that shit you saw with the 7th Fleet. Yeah, that's the hummingbird in the U.S. military. Okay? And let me tell you, it's doing hummingbird creep. And I'm going to talk about it when I read General Mattis's letter. He's not booting the individual soldier, sailor, airman, or marine in the ass. You know he's booting in the ass? All those weak captains and lieutenant colonels out there and colonels that are afraid to court-martial people. They're afraid to lay the wood to them because everybody's feelings count now. Your mission? I don't know. Right? Your feelings count now. How did that make you feel? He cussed at me. Alright? I want to report him. Because what? Yeah, he says that he cussed at me. He made me feel bad. Pfft, whatever. Get out of here. Anyway, all right. Let me type my shit up again. The military's moving assets out of Hawaii as hurricane comes down on Hawaii. Purported audio of recording of the Islamic State leader released. That dude's been in double deep secret probation hiding. Okay. It's probably like in Houston or someplace. Yeah, well, that'll be a kick in the ass. Yeah. When these guys go double secret, deep, dark hiding, the leader, this is a Associated Press story? Yeah. Associated Press story from Beirut. All right. Dateline, Beirut, Lebanon. Wait a minute. Where's my, let me do this story right. I gotta get my typewriter audio. Historical audio. Hold on, let me play a little music for you while I find it. This is a great song. From the TV show Rawhide. Frankie Lane.
Keep rolling, 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 so the strings are swollen, keep them doggies rolling,
Rawhide, through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent for letters, wishing my gal was by.
Yeah, he's on deployment, think about his girl.
All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, I waited at the end of my...
Not so much love, maybe a girl though.
Woman, hit him up. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, Rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in, Rawhide.
Now this is a part I don't understand. They take the perspective of the cow. The cow's disapproving. Listen.
Moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving.
Interesting. Cow perspective in the song.
Understand them. Just rope them, throw them, branch them. We'll be living by Rawhide. My heart's calculating. My true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of the
night. Yeah, she probably won't be. You're going to get the... Jody's going to show up. He's going to take your girl. You're going to be all bitter down in the bar. All right. This is big news coming out of the newsroom. So into the newsroom we go. Baghdad, Associated Press. Purported audio recording of Islamic State leader released, the first in nearly a year. The leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Has apparently resurfaced. In an audio recording, he is urging followers to persevere and to continue fighting the group's enemies everywhere in a purported audio recording, his first in almost a year. The 54-minute audio entitled Give Glad Tidings to the Patient was released by the extremist group's central media arm, Alper Khan Foundation, on Wednesday. The whereabouts of al-Baghdadi and the question of whether he is dead or alive have been a continuing source of mystery and confusion. The group lost around 90% of its lands it once controlled in Syria and Iraq, where the group declared a caliphate in June of 2014. Yeah, see, the typewriter, the teletype, it adds something. Right, the ink-stained wretches in the newsroom back there behind me. how Baghdadi's last audio message was on September 28, 2017, in which he called on his followers to burn their enemies everywhere and target media centers of the infidel. In Wednesday's recording, al-Baghdadi congratulated followers on the occasion of the Muslim al-Adha feast and made reference to current events, including Turkey's row with the United States over its detention of American pastor Andrew Brunson. If the voice on the audio is confirmed to be that of al-Baghdadi, that would date the message to this month and disprove reports of his death, which is why he did it. Right, people are coming to him and saying, "Hey, you've got to do something because, you know, there are these rumors that you're dead, and we're about to lose it all. We're about to get crushed in the last places we hold in Syria and Iraq. So we need you." Yeah, man. But I'll tell you what, me speaking and this getting out, trying to get this stuff out when they track people, that's how they find them too. They find the courier. That's what got bin Laden. So anyway, the references to current events obviously dated, right? So people can't say, no, that's 2 years old. If he's just talking about kill the enemy, wah, 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 somebody could edit that and then it could be discredited. So not an unimportant part of the message. Al-Baghdadi continued, "America is going through the worst time in its entire existence," and said Russia is competing with the U.S. over regional influence and clout. He also criticized rebel surrenders in southern Syria to President Bashar al-Assad's forces, calling them traitors, and urges fighters to join the Islamic State group instead. He urged patience and perseverance and continued jihad. He's only appeared in public once, in 2014 in the northern city of Mosul. Last year, Russian officials said there was high probability that he'd been killed in a Russian airstrike on the outskirts of the Syrian city of Raqqa. U.S. officials later said they believed he was still alive. Al-Baghdadi's whereabouts are unknown, but he is believed to be hiding in the desert that stretches in the Syrian-Iraqi border region. Yeah, that's not the end of the world, but you could see the end of the world from that shithole, trust me. There's nothing out there. Absolutely, positively nothing out there. So he's got a new message out. And again, those current events pieces are part of it. We leave the newsroom. They'll do a voice print of him. And we'll find out whether people think it's him or not. Email. "Hey Mac, I want to hear I want to hear the audio when Lieutenant General McKenzie talks about we have great experience in the Western Pacific. You need to add that to your list." Yeah, there's a couple pieces I need to add to my list. One is a pretty sober one, but I think it ought to be part. I think the whole Kennedy thing, I'm getting a little tired of that, because I don't think he meant it. Yeah, I think that was fodder for the masses. I don't think Kennedy meant it. You know, great line in his speech. John Kennedy mean that? Not so much. But there's a serious piece of audio that I wanted to put in there that struck me when I was interviewing the Lopez family. And Juanita Lopez said, "My son looked at me and said, 'You won't look at me the same. You won't love me.'" And to me, that's the burden that, you know, people that come back from war have. And everybody's affected in different ways. And so, again, part of the reason why you should get your shit together and start helping other people. One, it'll help you to I won't use the word heal. It'll help you to better coexist. And there's nothing like the flight that your heart takes when you help somebody. So, And there's a whole bunch of them out there, and they don't have to be veterans. They don't have to be veterans. Okay, so top five stories in an early bird. Why don't we take a break? We'll take a break when we come back. We'll get to the early bird, and then we'll get to the we'll go around the horn and on some issues that I want to talk about. So more Ball Marine Radio coming up on a Thursday. Gunner will join us here in about 48 minutes. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.